You're on 91.9 and 94.3 One Way FM. This is Crazy K, and it's my pleasure today to introduce the Hay family. Now, with the advent of Orphan Sunday coming up, I thought I'd love to interview these guys because they're very much involved in orphan work. We've got the young lady, Rachel Hay. She's a young lady in her mid-20s, and her mum and dad are with her as well, Janine and David. Now, they're members of the international mission organisation called SIM, which is Serving in Mission. Now, they're preparing to go to South Africa. So we're going to start off with Dad. Good morning, Dad.
Good morning, Kate.
It's good to have you with us, David. Now, just tell me a little bit about why South Africa.
Well, that was actually our first thought. Why South Africa? We knew God was calling us initially to serve in Africa, and then specifically in South Africa. But we were pretty naive about South Africa. I thought South Africa was much like Australia. After all, we play cricket, we play rugby. I thought we were very similar countries. And while I'd met and worked with quite a few white South Africans, and I knew something about apartheid, I knew a little bit about Nelson Mandela, I really had no idea what was going on in South Africa. We had the opportunity to actually spend some time in South Africa earlier this year, and it really opened our eyes. Once we understood what the impact in South Africa has been from the HIV/AIDS pandemic, especially the devastating impact on children, we knew exactly why God was calling us to serve in South Africa. For example, in the province of KwaZulu-Natal, where we're going, the infection rate with HIV amongst 15 to 49-year-olds is 40%.
Wow.
That's nearly one in every two people. 30 people are dying from HIV/AIDS in South Africa every hour. 1,000 people are being diagnosed with new HIV infections every day. 370,000 people last year. But the number that really strikes at our hearts is the number of HIV/AIDS orphans in South Africa. That number is close to 2 million kids.
Yeah, that's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Lots of facts and stats there, and very, very scary. Let's just have a little chat to Janine and what's on your heart for going. Obviously, you're going as a family. So, Janine, just share with us a little bit about your heart for orphans in South Africa.
Yes, Kay. Since the age of 17, I've always wanted to work in an orphanage. I believe that God placed this in my heart. God's given me an incredible deep love for vulnerable children. In my working life, I've always worked with children, and particularly I've been drawn to the vulnerable children, and they to me. And God gave me such a special love for these children who need extra love and care and steadiness in their lives, and I know and I could feel that the children could feel God's love and steadiness in me. When they came and they sat in my lap, they just snuggled in, and I could feel God's love just coming out of me to them. I just want to go back to a story that David and I were shopping one afternoon, and I heard this little girl call out to me, "Janine, Janine," and I looked around, and it was one of the beautiful little girls who came running to me from the place that I was working at, and she just snuggled in my arms, and I was absolutely blown away that God in me could have that effect on somebody outside of my working place. And that's just the incredible love of Jesus that is not only in your working place but can be in your life everywhere. And it just blew me away. And I've also had the privilege of being a mother, having two beautiful children, and learning to be a godly and loving mother hasn't always been easy, but it's been a great privilege and an honour. And as I look back on my life, I really believe God's been preparing me for the door that He's opened for me to go through now. And it's my great pleasure to share with you, together with David and Rachel, that we'll be serving at a children's home called Lily of the Valley and Makaputu Children's Village. I feel privileged to do this with my family. David and I are now in our 50s, and I really thought that I lost my chance to live out my God-given dream. But God showed me that it's never too late to fulfill His purpose in our lives.
Thanks, Janine, for sharing with us about that. Now, Rachel, can you share with us about your reasons for going?
Throughout my life, God has given me a desire to love and share His love with the hurting, broken, and those whose society may have forgotten about. I felt since the age of 16, God's call on my life to serve Him in overseas mission. Last year, I asked God what He wanted me to do next, and He led me to SIM. God opened the door for us to serve Him in South Africa at Lily of the Valley and Makaputu Children's Villages. My heart is to share God's love with the broken and hurting and that people will know they have an ever-present and ever-loving Father who loves them so much.
Rachel, can you give me a little example of an impact that you made during your visit time earlier this year?
At Lily of the Valley, I met a young lady, a teenager, who has a physical disability and can't really walk. And I went down one day and just spent some time with me. She didn't really talk to me the first day. We just spent some time together and looked at some books and just hung out a bit. Then the next day, I encouraged her to come along to one of the programs that was on, and she was willing to come along to that. And for her, that was a big thing, because to walk up to the room it was in would take most people 2 minutes, but for her it took her like 20 minutes to get up there because it was so hard for her. And then the next day I was at that Lily of the Valley, and she called me down to her house to spend time with her and with some other girls too. And I just, over the week that I was there, it was really amazing to see the impact on her.
Guys, thanks so much for sharing some of your heart and the, you know, why you're focusing on South Africa. I guess, David and Janine, one of the questions I'd like to ask you, and please don't be offended, is you're now in your 50s, and it's an age where a lot of people are thinking of a retirement. And, you know, here you are thinking about moving halfway around the world to start missionary work. Why are you doing this now?
About 30 years ago, a pastor spoke a word to Janine and me that he saw us serving cross-culturally overseas. And ever since that time, I've always thought in my mind that that was somewhere in our future. 11 years ago, our family went on our first short-term mission trip with our church. And since then, we have together and also individually been on a number of other short-term trips. Over the last few years, Rachel's developed a passion for mission service. In 2012, she spent 6 months with Youth with a Mission in Hong Kong. And then earlier last year, she spent a couple of weeks on a short-term trip to Cambodia. When she came back from Cambodia, Rachel started making some inquiries with a few different mission organisations and had made arrangements to meet with them at the annual Reach Out Mission Conference at Katoomba in August last year. By this time, I'd pretty much resigned myself to the fact that my opportunity to serve full-time in mission work had gone, and that Janine and I would be supporting Rachel as she fulfilled her dream for mission service. So Janine and I went to Reach Out in 2013 to support Rachel. But at the conference, God spoke very clearly to me through a message from one of the conference speakers. He was speaking from the book of Jonah. And in Jonah chapter 3, verse 1, it says, "Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. God showed me that I was being given a second chance. He also showed me that while I had the mindset that mission service was somewhere in our future, that was all it would ever be. So I came home from the conference and I actually spent 2 weeks wrestling with God about this. And at the end of that time, I just had to submit to God. So together with Rachel, Janine and I also started down the path of joining SIM and seeking where God was calling us to serve.
It's amazing, isn't it, how we think we're going to support somebody and then God gives us a direct word for ourselves. So thank you for sharing that. So amazing how Jonah sort of spoke to you, David, and then to your whole family when you submitted to the Lord's will. So just tell us a little bit about what you'll be doing at Lily of the Valley and Makaputu.
Lily of the Valley and Makaputu are not orphanages where they're looking to have children adopted out, and particularly not for international adoption. Rather, they're places that are seeking to impact the children with Christ's love so that they can in turn impact their own communities once they are old enough to leave the children's village. The purpose is to break what we call the orphan cycle.
Okay, that's an interesting comment, David. So what exactly is the orphan cycle? Janine, can you share with us a little bit about that?
Yes, well, okay, the orphan cycle looks something like this. A young girl is vulnerable and seen as public property in her community. She doesn't have much value. At 12, she is raped. She's pregnant at 15 and contracts the HIV virus around the same time. By the time she is in her 20s, she's too sick to raise her child or get a job. The child doesn't go to school, lives totally unsupervised, and is often exposed to abuse. By the time the child is 9 years old, his or her mother dies, and he or she is an orphan. Perhaps this child will sell his or her body. Pretty soon, the child will also have contracted HIV, and if they are a girl, will get pregnant with a child of her own. That child will probably have the same story she did. This is the orphan cycle.
Oh, that is absolutely devastating. And I can imagine that in each country it's different, but very similar in the fact that it repeats. It continues to repeat, hence the term cycle. So I guess my question for you guys then is how are you going to help? Where do you come in?
This is where we come in, with a solution, with hope. We're taking that 9-year-old orphan, or that 2-year-old orphan, or that 13-year-old orphan. We bring them into a loving, happy home that unconditionally offers support, care and nurture. We feed and clothe these children, get them medical attention and counselling. We send them to school and tutor them. We let them discover their dreams. We provide role models that show them what responsible parenting and achievement looks like. One day, these children will grow up knowing the love of Christ, graduate from high school, apply for university, get a job, avoid contracting HIV, and become responsible parents when they are ready. Their children will have a new future and hope, and it will go on for generations. We can break the orphan cycle.
Thanks for that, Rachel, for sharing a little bit about how you guys can help. How can we as people support you guys?
Well, with 2 million HIV/AIDS orphans in South Africa, there's clearly a huge need for more help. So maybe God is calling some listeners to come and join us in South Africa. But even if you're not called to go to South Africa, you can still partner with us. And, well, how can you do that? Number one is pray. We're looking to build a team of people who will commit to pray for us and the work we will be doing, to pray for children's lives to be changed. Second, we need people to support us financially. And third, we need people who will be willing to communicate with us and encourage us. We're joining a team at Lily of the Valley, and by partnering with us, you'll be joining that team. So this is how you can help break the orphan cycle, by partnering with us. We're also seeking opportunities to speak to more people about the need to help HIV/AIDS orphans in South Africa. We would welcome opportunities to speak at church services, to men's, ladies or youth groups, to Bible studies, home groups, prayer groups, or really any other opportunity we can. We just want to get the message out there so people are aware of just what the need is.
Okay, so if our listeners want to find out a little bit more and they are interested in supporting you and they'd like to invite you to speak at their church or their group, what's the best way they can do that, David?
Well, the best place to start would probably be to have a look at our website, haysinsouthafrica.com. That's H-A-Y-S in South Africa, all one word, .com. The website has lots of information about where we're going, why we're going, what we'll be doing. And there's also a contact form on the website to get in touch with us. You can also sign up through our website to receive our prayer newsletter.
Okay, that's great. We'll actually get that website onto the cafe page as well, and might be able to get it onto Friday Flashback page with Crazy K as well, given I do a show there on Fridays. Just tell us, I know we mentioned at the very beginning, we talked about Orphan Sunday, and we've profiled, or you've profiled, you've shared quite a bit about the orphans in South Africa, and particularly in Makaputu and Lily of the Valley. Now, you have got an event coming up very shortly for Orphan Sunday, Orphan Sunday being the 2nd of November. Can you share with us, David, a little bit about that event? I know it's about raising awareness, but for you guys, given you're getting ready for the mission field next year, it's also about raising funds to help those orphans. So I'm really happy to share about this. So if you could just tell us a little bit about that event, when, where, what's involved.
Yes, Kay, we're actually really excited to be involved in Orphan Sunday. I think it's a fantastic initiative to raise awareness. So we're having an event at our church as part of our service on the 2nd of November. We're going to be sharing a little bit about Lily of the Valley, and there will be a time of prayer for children, for orphans around the world, but particularly for orphans at in South Africa and at Lily of the Valley. There'll also be a special offering taken up, and that money will be going towards directly supporting Lily of the Valley and the work that they do there. The event's on at LifeStream Christian Fellowship, which is in Waniasa. It's on the corner of Sternberg Avenue and Langdon Avenue, and the service begins at 9:30.
Okay, so anybody is welcome to come along to that service?
Absolutely, everyone's welcome to come along.
I would say to people, be geared up and be prepared to give an offering. So what a wonderful way to be able to support orphans. You know, not everybody can go. You guys have committed to go and committed to help people, but there are some people who can't go. I mean, obviously, a huge majority can't go, and they're people who could stay here in Canberra and earn a wage and help you guys. So I would encourage anyone to get along to that service. Dave, just remind us when it is again.
So it's 9:30, 2nd of November at Lystrand Christian Fellowship.
Great, and that's in Waniasa. Okay, thank you so much to the Hayes family for coming along.
Thank you so much for having us, Kay. It's been wonderful.
And we look forward to, I'm hoping to get you on the flip side, hoping to interview you after the Orphan Sunday event to see how you've gone, and definitely would love to have you back in the studio before you head off to South Africa.
Thanks, Kay.